quarterback position, always in focus with the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to talk about it in studio here. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles quarterback Matt Barkley, and hey, let's talk about the position. Lots of success, ball moving up and down the field, lots of points on the board. How are you feeling about your preseason?
I feel solid. I felt like I've done a good job of moving the offense, putting us into good scoring positions. I wish I could have capped off a couple drives with more touchdowns, but you can always nitpick at things. I think I've done a good job of managing the offense and pushing the tempo, which is what Coach Kelly wants.
It's amazing, the tempo, and everybody talks about the tempo, and I guess I understand it, but the design of the offense seems to be great. Now that you've really become ingrained in it, Matt, what is it about tempo that works so much, even though the rest of the league knows it's coming?
Well, first of all, you've been practicing a certain way the whole year, whereas one team, maybe that week they'll do some extra sprints after practice or try to get in shape that week, but it doesn't compare to playing a full game at the level of high speed that we play it. And once we're going, and it really shows up, you know, play 6-7 into a drive when you're pushing it and you're just going, you're lining up super quick every play, and you got running backs coming out of the backfield, you got vertical routes and guys have to carry, and they just drop zones where guys will be wide open, and you find open, it happened in the game on Saturday, where you just find open guys, just ditch it, they'll get 15, 20 yards like that.
How has it challenged you mentally? I know the physical part is one thing, but how about the mental part? Has it made you more acute mentally?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It makes you focus on what you need to know right now, and you have to make quick decisions. You have to make smart, quick decisions with the ball, not only pre-snap. You don't have a whole really long process coming up to the ball, surveying the defense, making all these calls and checks. You get the play call, you line up, and you go, and all that still has to happen before you get the ball out of your hands, know where you're going, what your reads are. So it's definitely made me focus in on what matters and what I need to focus on in this play.
From a physical standpoint, we've talked about this before, from a couple of years ago to now, totally different, right? The shoulder's great. You're driving the ball. You're throwing with more zip. Do you still feel that way, that things are just every week better and better and better?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about my arm anymore, whereas my first year I was here, every ball I threw, I wasn't even sure where it was going to end up just because I was coming out to the side to compensate for my shoulder injury. So I'm totally confident with my arm now that I can put the ball wherever I want to. And now it's all just focusing on helping these younger guys get in the offense, know what their responsibilities need to be, and just being a commanding leader on the field.
Matt, this is not a knock at all of the wide receivers, but when you play in these preseason games, you're playing generally in the second half. You're playing with guys who may or may not be on the roster, not starting caliber at this point in their careers, NFL players. How is that an adjustment for you to not kind of know exactly and have that chemistry built with these guys?
Yeah, it can be a challenge at times, just not being on the same timing or on the same page on certain routes, but it almost forces you to be a more accurate passer, to be sharper with your throws, and off the field to make sure that those guys know what they're doing, to be a teacher to them, and to be a quarterback leader that they can look up to.
Great competition here with Sam and with Mark and with Tim and you. Has that made you a better quarterback?
Yeah, I think we have a great room of quarterbacks who are all pushing each other. GJ's still kind of hanging out in our meeting groups too.
He is?
And he's doing a little bit of both, okay. So as many positions as he's playing. But, yeah, all those guys, we're pushing ourselves to be better. We all have different backgrounds, all different skills that we bring to the table, and I definitely think it's made all of us better.
Matt, we've got two preseason games to go here. Mindset for you, change at all in these last couple of weeks of preseason?
I don't think so. Just excited to make the most of an opportunity, whether it's one series or, you know, a majority of the game week four or whatever it's going to be. Just score points, move the ball, and make the coaches happy.
Do you have an idea, at what point do you know how much you're going to play in a preseason game?
Last week it was the day before the game or the day of the game. So you're just preparing for, you don't really know what's going to happen, so you have to prepare for anything. And this week, just knowing the game plan and know our approaches to score points, and it's kind of similar week to week, but if you're on your game, it shouldn't be a problem.
Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
Keep up the good work. Matt Barkley in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.